Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burns with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And as always, amen, it's an honor. And thank you for listening, because truly I have a word from God. You know, the Holy Spirit know what to do, know when to do it, and know how to do it. Hallelujah. So I believe him in everything, and I trust him in the truth. Amen. Praise God. So, Father God, as we go, amen, before you this morning, we ask you, Lord God, to move by your Spirit and continue to help us in our walk with you. So many areas in our lives that need to be developed, Father God, so I'm asking you to move and touch right now. You know, we thank you, we praise you, we told out you, we shall back you. Amen. And I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to go all the way. I'm willing to live this thing right. I'm willing to be 100%. Amen. For you. So I ask you to touch right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, incarcerated, those that are going through. Amen. Praise God. I know that God, you got an answer, and I know it's readily available through prayer. So we ask you, Lord God, to walk with us today. Amen. And for those that are out there, amen, on their way to church or the Bible study or wherever they're going today, let them know that, amen, you love us. And that's what I want to speak about today. Saints, we have a God, amen, that didn't, you know, he covered everything. You know, when you, okay, like if you're building a house, amen, praise God, and you want everything to be correct so that you won't have to go back into that house once it's completed. And because of that, you'll be able to enjoy it without any difficulties. Well, that's the way Father God is. He's built a house, and it's on a solid foundation. And he loved us so much, amen, praise God, that he proved himself over and over again when Satan tried to destroy mankind. Excuse me, got a little hay fever. But he... went on, and the Bible says in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And we understand that perfect love is given, and that perfect love is faultless love. It's called agape love. I don't want to talk about the filial and all the other loves that we have and we attach ourselves to, because they are important, but at the same time, I want to focus on this agape love. Amen. And agape love is literally unconditional. Unconditional to the point that, amen, he gave his love for us by his Son. I mean, these allergies want to kick in, but that's all right. Amen. So it's unconditional love. It's the perfect love. Amen. And it literally is given, amen, praise God, to prove to us that, amen, praise God, his love was so much that his Son died on the cross for us. Amen, praise God. But Jesus also loved us, that he was willing unconditionally to prove that love by dying. Amen, praise God. We had been made enemies to God. And the only way that we could correct it. It was through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus' blood made an atonement for our souls. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And remission is a gradually taken away of what we used to be, what we were, and it puts us in a position to walk upright and be righteous with God. And so love, the agape love that we receive from God, is of righteousness. Pure. And it's holy. Amen. And so what John, amen, starting at the 1 John verses 4 all the way through 17. Now we start at chapter 4, verses 7 through 18, the 18th verse. And so we know that love, amen, was first, amen, praise God, seen through Jesus Christ and his movement, amen, so much that he didn't charge us for his love, praise God. He didn't set a price tag on it, but he became that we needed in order to survive. And he gave it freely. He gave his love freely and his blood. He is one that expressed it through the various people that he was among, the prostitutes, the publicans, and all the various people that were so-called bad or wicked or evil, but he expressed his love. He went on. They were healed. They were sick. They were delivered. And a lot of people back then wondered, where's this new doctrine coming in? Where is this thing where he's capable of forgiving, where he's able to do things? Amen, praise God, in essence, to make it right for the people. Well, if you look at it, that was, and it is, and it always will be, that agape love that he presented so that we could survive. Amen, praise God. So we understand that perfect love, it casts out all fear. Amen, and fear brings on anxiety, panic, and all of those emotional traumas that we face and don't understand how to deal with it. And then the fear, it causes us to be tormented to the point that we end up making mistakes. It'll cause us to serve Satan in a minute because we fear. But God fixed it where we can understand how to deal with things and be less fearful or not fearful at all. Fear is the feeling of anxiety, an unpleasant feeling of anxiety or apprehension caused by the pressures, the anticipation of danger, something happening that you can't deal with or see with the natural eye. And Satan brings in that fear. He brings them in through the thoughts that we get. Those images and the ideas that are placed in our, amen, praise, in our conscience, in our mind, that disrupts or try to disrupt the relationship that you have with people and with God. So fear shouldn't play any kind of role in our lives, because it opens up the door for torment. After you get afraid, then torment comes, and you begin to hear lies and all kind of deceptions in your mind and your thoughts. And they'll trigger you to go to the left instead of going to the right. So in 1 John chapter 4, it's telling us about how God deal with it and how God want us to deal with it. It said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God." Satan can't love. Ain't no love in him. He'll use the word, but it won't be effective, because it's a negative kind of love that he has, or shows us or tells us, to the point that if we're not careful, we walk in bondage, and that bondage will cause all kind of panic attacks upon our bodies, and we can't live a comfortable life. If you're going out to do some things for yourself, and like you hear a phone call, and you get a phone call, and you hear what the people are saying, and all of a sudden fear break loose, well, you're being placed upon a position of anxiety, and you're being tormented in your mind because you don't know the outcome. It's a negative thing, and you know that if you had that perfect love, then you would be able to override what Satan is trying to bring up. Most people perish because of lack of knowledge, but they're destroyed because they don't allow that perfect love to begin to develop in them to the point that, yeah, I know it should be this way, and I'm going to allow it to be the way that God has placed it in my heart. When you have that agape love, you're not afraid of anything, because you have given your trust and your faith unto God. Amen. Praise God. So everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. Love. Amen. Praise God. It is rooted and grounded in us by God. Amen. Praise God. His righteousness. All of those really outstanding attributes that he has, that he gives us in order for us to survive. Hatred is of the devil. The Bible says he was a murderer from the beginning. The Bible says he come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the Bible let us see from the beginning of creation with Adam and Eve, and then Cain and Abel. If Cain had love in him, he wouldn't have done the things that he did. The fear brought in anxiety and panic. Amen. Praise God. And hatred and unforgiving. Amen. Praise God. In him, that he would go and kill his own brother out of jealousy. Fear brings in all the negativity. Jealousy is one of them. He that loveth not knoweth not God. For God is love. You won't be able to establish a perfect relationship with God until you get that agape love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that is, that we might live through him. And to live through him, that means we done been bought with a price, but now our whole entire action should be given to us through him for the preservation of our lives. He loved, we love. He forgives, we should forgive. He blesses us, we should bless others. That's the whole conglomerate of the fruits of the Spirit should be seen in us. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation of our sins. Amen. So we know that God, amen, sent his Son into the world with a godly love so that we can be a participant. We can partake of, amen, of his greatness and the consolation that he has for us. When fear comes, he's able through his love to calm us. Amen. Praise God. Cause us to be where we can depend and trust in him. Amen. And the Bible said, beloved, if God so love us, we ought also to love one another. And we should. The Bible tells us, amen, that we should love the Lord our God. Amen. Praise God. And in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 6, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So God is telling us, amen, praise God, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them or the images. Amen. Praise God. And he's telling us that, amen, God himself is a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the father upon the children from the third and fourth generation of them that hate him. If you hate him, you don't have the love. You don't have that agape love. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. As the song says, is my living in vain? Is my giving in vain? Is my thinking in vain? All of these things are part of the way that we shouldn't live. It shouldn't be an in vain life. But when we take a man, for instance, and deal with stuff in vain, even taking God in vain, that means that there's a negativity there. There's an unrighteous seed planted, and it don't regard God. It don't have respect for God. So love, amen, praise God, should be seen, amen, by what? Our heartfelt actions. Amen, praise God. And say in Deuteronomy 11:1, it said, therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgment and his commandments always. When you have agape love, you're going to act like, you're going to be like, you're going to want to do the things that God has illustrated and shown us by his love. Amen. In so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Amen. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and he sent his Son to be the perpetuation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. Amen. That's just a command. Amen. But we don't know how to do it. And when fear sets in, it begins to torment us. It begins to aggravate us. It begins to agitate us to the point that we begin to think all kind of negative thoughts and walk in hatred. But today, amen, there's a change, and God's showing us that we should focus on him and how he dealt with love. Love don't kill. Love don't put your sisters and brothers out on the streets. Love don't cause other activities to come forth. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. If his love is perfect in us, we don't have that fear. We are not tormented when issues come. You know how you say, I love my brother, you know, and he's good certain days, and on certain days I can't stand him, I hate him. And you can say that something is not made right in you because of your hatred toward him, amen, for what you believe or want him to do when he might be walking upright with God, or he might not. But if you have that perfect love, amen, praise God, that perfect love will cover, it'll cover multitudes of sin, and you'll be on the verge of forgiving all the time, amen, because you know that something is going on wrong in the spiritual realm, and only God can work it out. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he had given us of his spirit. Saints, we have the spirit of the living God, his breath, amen, inside of us. And if we give up on God because we don't have that agape love, because we don't care, amen, praise God, we just send it ourselves, amen, out to the devil, but we also giving the devil a chance to have dominion over the spirit of God that's on the inside of us. And that is one of the cruelest things that we can do. Amen. Give up God and let Satan rule over the God that's on the inside of us. Satan, he was housed in a serpent. He is an animal. And Psalms 8 said we should have dominion over the animal kingdom. All of all things, really, but like I say, Adam, you know, he did his thing. He messed up very dearly. And we say we love sometimes, but we go on with our attitudes and do things. And you can feel the pressure of unrighteousness around you. And you got to know that there is a lack of love. But we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. For God so loved the world. Amen. And he's a Savior for us. That means he's bringing us out of something that we would have perished in, this worldly system, the demonic oppression that's around us. Amen, praise God. The more you seek for love, the more God is going to add on to it. We're being made. He's the potter and we the clay. And once that clay starts being molded on that anvil, amen, God might take it off, and then he might see a blemish in it, and he'll put it right back on there. He'll mold us and shape us because he loves us. And so whosoever shall confess Jesus is the Son of God. God dwelleth in him and he in God. We dwell in God. We live and move in him. And we have known and believed the love of God that has to us, amen, praise God, God had to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he is, amen, and so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casted out all fear. For many years, I literally dwelt with fear. Fear of people's attitudes. fear of people's voices, the way they talk to you, arrogant, didn't care, and the fear of various other things that caused me to be tormented all the time. And then when I was tormented, the devil would come in and tell me all kinds of lies in my thoughts. Amen. My conscience was evil. And when I began to understand the magnitude of God is that his love is so perfect that if I continue with him and allow him to train me and show me, he would cast out that fear. Fear that I won't need and shouldn't have a chance to be involved in or around. But fear became a setback to me, and it continued to torment me to the point that I could not deal with anything. I lose my blessings behind the fear and the torment. I would listen to other voices, and God had to correct me. He said, no, this is the way it goes. You have to have agape love with me, amen, in order for that to work for you in your soulish realm, in your spirit realm, in your conscience, your mind, and thought, because the enemy is after you to cause you to fear, so that you can never position where you need to be, unbelief. And so I said, okay, God, teach me. Let me understand how to deal with it. And so in order to stop the tormenting of the enemy that always try to lead us into temptation through his lies and deception and all that we go through and tragedy in the home, problems everywhere, he had to strengthen me to the point that, no, that's going to be made fearful to me. And now I'm working in and walking in perfect love. So if I'm going to do that, then this torment, amen, is not going to resonate in my soul because I'm not going to walk in fear. He had fear is not made perfect in love. I wasn't made perfect. I had too many flaws. I had doubt when I shouldn't have been doubting. Had unbelief. I had to state where I couldn't be around people so much because the fear would come in and it would cause me to stress to the max. But I didn't have perfect love because I was being tormented. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. And if a man say, I love God and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he had seen, how can he love God whom he had not seen? We were deceiving ourselves. Amen. Praise God. We walked in a spirit of deception that always tried to dominate over the agape love that we supposed to have in the world today in order to, amen, walk perfect for the Lord, in order not to be in a position all the time where we are tormented or we stress to the fact that we can't make it. Anxiety, panic, all of these things come in that offset us and cause us to miss out on what God had. So the Bible says, and this commandment have we from him, that he love, or we love God. In so much that he who loveth God, amen, love his brother also. That we love God and we should love our sisters and brothers. Ain't no discrimination in love. Ain't no hatred in love. Ain't no backbiting, no jealousy, no envy in love. Ain't no condemnation in love. Because the Bible said in Romans, amen, 10, no, Romans 8, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, that therefore there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The kind of love we have is agape, agape love that walks after the Spirit. And if we walk after the Spirit, then we know God, and we not only love God, but we love our neighbors, as I was saying. Have a wonderful Sunday, and have a blessed 4th of July. God bless.